When I reported to the General Council in December last year, the focus was on reviewing and evaluating the year 2009. In my report, I noted that overall last year saw technical progress across the WTO's negotiating agenda, but that the necessary political will to propel us to the finishing line remained absent. During the deliberations at the 7th Ministerial Conference in December, ministers were unanimous in calling for OTAN to signal a change of gear and endorsed a continuation of the senior official process, which has provided an important forum for discussion in the last quarter of 2009 following the daily meeting. In my report to you today, however, I wish to look forward as we move towards the stock-taking exercise at the end of March. So let me provide you with a brief overview of my most recent activities as a chair of the TNC, including the activities during last week's meetings among senior officials. As you all know, the president of the Swiss Confederation hosted the traditional informal ministerial meeting at Davos at the end of January. I understand that the Swiss mission has circulated the personal concluding remarks of Doris Lothar. The purpose of the meeting was to assess where we stand in the Doha round and what is needed to reach our target. From the discussions among ministers present in Davos, as well as from my meetings with individual members, a number of important messages were underlined. First, in relation to the DDA, I detected an unwavering commitment to the progress achieved to date as the basis for entering into the last stage of the negotiations. Unraveling the hard-won progress made in the negotiations would not be an option if we want to conclude the round. There was a genuine concern that time is not our friend, and that further delay will only increase the risk of backtracking. Second, ministers at Davos reiterated the importance of continued ministerial attention over the coming weeks as senior officials intensify their work in order to prepare for such an exercise. Third, in the context of the global economic crisis, ministers pledged to continue to resist protectionist measures. I informed ministers that at the last TPRB meeting on January 22nd, 2010, all ministers had welcomed, all members, sorry, had welcomed the contribution made by the WTO's monitoring of trade and trade-related measures, and had asked me to prepare two reports for this year, one in June and a second one in November. I also informed them that in addition to general monitoring of relevant measures taken by members and observer governments, the WTO Secretariat will continue to prepare jointly with the OECD and UNCTAD Secretariats reports on G20 trade and investment measures as requested by G20 leaders. The next such report is expected to be ready in early March, and as usual, it will be made available to all. Since then, I have meetings with a number of ministers, leaders, including members of the Australian government and the new EU Trade Commissioner. These meetings have reinforced my sense that capitals remain engaged and committed to injecting momentum from the political level into the Geneva process. Last week, I held consultations in various formats, including a green room meeting. The purpose of these consultations was to briefly share with participants our impressions of where we stand in the negotiations at this point, and to initiate preparations for the stocktaking, including on an exchange of views on its purpose, its content, and its format. And even if we don't need to close on all the details of the stocktaking at this stage, I think that we now have a clearer sense of the direction in which we are moving. The stocktaking was meant to assess whether or not a conclusion of the round in 2010 would be doable, and we collectively thought that this had to be done after MC7. In my view, this 2010 question has two components, a solid technical preparation and a political determination. On the state of play in the bilateral and the multilateral processes, my sense is that although some progress is taking place, gaps remain. At this stage, we do not yet have a clear sense of the size of these gaps, and we would certainly need to have a better sense by the stocktaking at the end of March. On the latter point, the political decision about 2010, I believe this is a judgment that belongs to ministers, and that on this specific issue, engagement will be needed. Given where we are right now, it's also clear to me, however, that the end of March is too early for that. So I believe the stocktaking provides an important opportunity to inject the political energy and momentum in the negotiations so that we can hopefully chart the path for cracking the remaining nuts. And I believe that this exercise is best undertaken by senior officials at this stage. At the stocktaking, we should identify progress made until now at the technical level and the outstanding gaps. On the multilateral side, this could be done by the negotiating chairs in factual reports to the TNC under their own responsibility according to standard practice. With respect to the work taking place bilaterally among a number of you, I believe that by time of the stocktaking and given the bilateral engagement taking place in the meantime, we should have a clear sense from participants on the gaps in their positions, as well as a clearer sense of a negotiating dynamic to address these remaining gaps. At the stocktaking, we would therefore have a better sense of where the gaps remain, the size of these gaps, as well as the dynamic to address them. This would enable you to report to your ministers and decide, after further consultations, on how best to address the next steps post-stocktaking, which will need political guidance. In terms of timing, the dates being considered for the stocktaking are 29 and 30th of March. This would provide delegations and chairs with a week starting 22nd of March for any further consultations to prepare the stocktaking. So this, Mr. Chairman, is my sense of where we stand at this juncture vis-à-vis the stocktaking. Let me now turn to a brief outline of the state of play in the different negotiating groups. In agriculture, work continues on two tracks, templates, and on the bracketed or otherwise annotated issues in the draft modalities. On templates and on the associated work on base data, step two has been engaged to draw up drafts of the actual proposed formats for the scheduling process, and members are actively involved. There has been progress on base data and its verification. In particular, there is an agreed definition of the value of production, which is fundamental to commitments on OTDS. On the modalities, the chair has continued his consultations, especially in the area of SSM, where some technical issues are under discussion, including on the basis of submissions from members. Consultations are also continuing on tariff simplification, TRQ creation, tropical products, and preference erosion. David Walker will again convene an open-ended informers in the first weeks of March on templates and base data, and in addition, he will consult on the bracketed and otherwise annotated issues in the draft modalities, including, again, SSM, other market access matters, and also cotton. During this period, he also will engage with members on the work plan, and of course, he remains available for confessionals on technical ambiguities in the draft modalities. On NAMA, the negotiating group on market access met during the first week of February to pursue discussions on several NTB proposals. I understand that the exchanges were good, businesslike, with ministers engaging. Clearly, NTBs is not an area where results can be achieved quickly, and there is need for much more discussions and clarifications, but I understand that we are moving into a text-based discussion on some of these proposals. The group is meeting again the week of March 15, where the objective will be to make further progress on these texts in order to get them to a higher level of maturity. The chairman has called for input, which takes into account of the work done during this recent NAMA week, and I hope that members will be in a position to respond by the end of this month. I understand that the chairman has categorized NTB proposals into wagons one or two of a train. Wagon 1 proposals are those which have been highlighted as meriting particular attention in the draft modalities text, as well as the two more recent proposals which look at the cross-cutting issues arising from the TBT-related sectoral proposals. Wagon 2 proposals comprise all the other remaining NTB proposals, and the chairman intends to hold consultations on how to address this group after the March 15th NAMA week. On services, since the beginning of the year, negotiations have addressed market access, rulemaking, and the text of a draft waiver for LDC preferences. A two-week negotiating cluster was completed last week, during which these three topics were fully covered. On market access, few surprises. Little, if any, substantive progress has been made. Where there is progress has been mainly in the nature of technical clarifications on offers or signals made by ministers in July 08. On rulemaking, some forward movement. The chair of the Working Party on Domestic Regulation will issue an annotated version of the chair's text to serve as a basis for future negotiations. And in the Working Party on GATS rules, there is now agreement to proceed with the gathering of information on services subsidies to serve as a basis for future discussions on this subject. The chairman of the special session held consultations in late January on the issue of a waiver mechanism to grant preference to LDCs. The small consultative group led by Norway has produced a draft text of a waiver, which was circulated to all members and discussed at the session which was held on February 9th. The text contained several elements on which agreement has yet to be reached, not least of which are the scope of the waiver and its duration. In the weeks ahead, the chairman of the special session intends to continue his efforts to drive forward the discussion on this topic. Looking ahead, members have agreed to a further meeting of the special session March 15th that will focus on the issue of an appropriate input for the stock-taking. And in the meantime, the chairman of the special session will continue consult on this matter, including through his usual enchilada consultations. In the rules area, the negotiating group continued its work with a meeting in late January dedicated to horizontal subsidies and fishery subsidies. Having completed its review of the fishery subsidies roadmap late last year, the group at that meeting began consideration of new proposals from delegations representing alternative approaches to fishery subsidies disciplines. The group's next meeting, to take place in the first week of March, will complete the group's review of the chair text on anti-dumping with the discussion on the remaining bracketed issues. A further rules cluster covering all three areas will take place in early May, back-to-back with the rules committees. At that meeting, the group will continue considering proposals from delegation presenting alternative approaches to fishery subsidies disciplines, including on special and differential treatment. In conjunction with that meeting, the chair has also scheduled a panel discussion with the FAO on international fisheries management instruments and their implementation. With regard to regional trade agreements, the chair will hold a meeting in March. On special and differential treatment, work in the CTD special session has resumed with the consideration of elements of the monitoring mechanism, and this work is continuing on the basis of the chairman's revised non-paper of November 2009, with the objective of bridging the remaining gaps and removing brackets wherever possible. There are still a number of areas where members will need to find common ground, and the chair plans to intensify work in the meeting scheduled through February and March, and based on the progress made, he hopes to revise his non-paper by the time of the stock-taking. The chairman has indicated that he is also prepared to revisit the agreement-specific proposals, on some of which areas of divergence are quite narrow, as soon as members are ready to put forward new ideas and language that will enable progress. He will also be working with the relevant chairpersons to determine the best way to coordinate and ensure progress on the Category 2 proposals, which are being addressed in other WTO bodies. Trade and environment. Consultations have been conducted by the chair on different aspects of the mandate since the beginning of the year, and the committee had an informal open-ended meeting last week. On the issue of the relationship between WTO and MEAs, the work program calls for text-based negotiations to begin, and to this end, further work will have to be undertaken in the coming weeks based on the proposals on the table to develop language that can be acceptable to all. As regards the mandate on environmental goods and services, a number of new submissions, such as that of Saudi Arabia, the Philippines, Japan, were put forward and discussed at the CTESS meeting last week. These submissions further contributed to the process of identifying environmental goods of interest to members. As a next step, the Chair will be working towards developing a compilation document based on members' inputs on environmental goods of interest to delegations. Trade facilitation. Members were able to make a considerable step forward by coming up with a first draft consolidated negotiating text, while still work in progress with a significant amount of further negotiation yet to be done. This marked a clear sign of advancement in that delegations are now in a position to base their future work on a single legal text. The current draft still requires a lot of refinement and cleaning up. Members had an opportunity to advance this process during the second week of February with a first run through the consolidated text, and this will be continued and intensified with the group second meeting cluster, which is scheduled to take place at the beginning of March, so well in advance of the stocktaking. By the time of the stocktaking, members will have been able to complete their first round on revisiting the entire negotiating text. Opportunity for subsequent in-depth reviews will be given in the course of two further meetings in the period up to July. This process aims at advancing the substantive work of the group that still needs to be done. The current text needs to be streamlined by reducing the number of query buckets and eliminating duplicative elements. And negotiations have to intensify on all elements of the draft, especially in the area of special and differential treatment. DSU, first round of discussions of all issues had been almost completed based on the chairman text of July 08. At an open-ended meeting of the DSB special session on February 5th, the chairman reported on the most recent work and took stock of the state of play. And way forward, he noted that it had been useful to discuss all the draft legal text and consolidate the basis for the work. On that basis, the chairman proposed to start a more intensive process in which it would be necessary for delegations to engage on the basis of the comments received in the previous phase and over the coming months. He proposed that the work be conducted around group meetings in variable geometry, depending on the topic to be discussed. And this would combine meetings convened by the chair and space for meetings among delegations. TRIPS special session. Informal groups consultations were held on February 4th, followed by an open-ended informal meeting on 5th of February. Delegations reiterated their appreciation of Ambassador Trevor Clark's report as a fair and balanced reflection of the state of play and remaining challenges. And while the five guiding principles for the way forward that are suggested in that report were considered as useful for future discussions, the view was expressed that they should not be used as a basis for negotiation, nor as a reason to continue rhetorical debates on certain issues, such as the meaning of to facilitate protection, quote-unquote, or multilateral system, quote-unquote. It was agreed that the special session would proceed by clusters of issues, as had been done in the past, and that technical work on practical examples or of concerns with the implementation of the different proposals in different countries would be most useful. several delegations indicated willingness to make or further develop case studies, examples, scenarios. Next special session on the week 4th of March, so again well ahead of the stock taking. Turning to the two TRIPS issues on which I have been mandated to pursue consultations as DG, not as chair of the TNC, the relationship between TRIPS and the CBD and the extension of Article 23 GI protection. I'd like to refer to the report I made at the December 09 meeting of the General Council. It is my intention to convene another round of consultations on 5th of March and to report to delegations at an open-ended informal meeting on 12th of March, so again, well before stock-taking. So, Mr. Chairman, I believe this overview should leave nobody in doubt about the determination with which our negotiating chairs pursue their work in their respective areas. In each of our negotiating groups, there is a forward-looking agenda which will ensure that the Geneva process remains ready to translate political movement into concrete and substantive progress. I will, of course, continue to meet frequently with the negotiating chairs as we move towards the stock-taking. At a time when many members in this organization are getting frustrated at the time it takes to realize the gains of the round for them, the negotiating chairs and I can and will chart a path for your engagement. But however good this path is, you yourselves have to walk it by engaging in negotiations with each other. It's also necessary to underline once more that bilateral contact, bilateral engagement, bilateral negotiations, important though they may be, cannot be a substitute for a strong multilateral engagement at all levels. So 2010 cannot be a wasted year, and my consultations last week confirmed that the determination to ensure that we use this year wisely, fruitfully, is very present among delegations. That's at least my own sense, which concludes my report today. Mr. Chairman, thank you for your attention.